and persimmon trees, you know, and plums and stuff like that. And at one time in this area over in Grand Bay, well, we had just bukus of satsumas, you know.
Yeah,
grew in
this satsuma.
Satsuma is like an orange. What I mean, it's a, well, I don't know really what.
Okay.
What's it?
Yeah,
Between a orange and a tangerine, I guess, or something, you know, and that.
What about other sorts of fruits you might have had? Did you ever have any types of berries?
Yeah, we had dewberries, we had blackberries, we had huckleberries, you know.
Yeah.
And.
Did you ever have little red ones of any kind? Kind of grow in the ground.
You mean like strawberries?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few people that have strawberries.
Or did folks ever raise raspberries here?
Well, no, I can't remember any raspberries. We just had an abundant supply of blackberries and dewberries, you know.
Yeah.
Wild plums, persimmons, and such as that, you know. In fact,
did you ever have any berries that you couldn't eat? You say they were. I mean, some that were.
Well, like a poison berry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were certain ones that you have to be very careful and know what you eat, you know.
Uh-huh.
Especially, you know, if you were out by yourself. I had some younger children with you.
Yeah.
But we had, at that time, there was peaches that grew in this area, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the most fascinating fruits that I remember was, there was an old man by the name of Fritz. And he grafted a pear tree and an apple tree. Apples need cold weather, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And consequently, they've planted them here, but there's been very little success. But this old man had grafted a pear tree and an apple tree. And it's the only one I ever remember in my life. And one side of the fruit was a light red, you know, this is sacrifice. And the other side was kind of like a yellow apple. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen those greenish yellow apples, you know, eating delicious apple.
Yeah.
And the fruit was just, it was a cross between an eating pear, you know, there's a difference between a sand pan and an eating pear, and an apple. And oh, I'm telling you, we just love those things. And of course, we'd do anything in the world for man Fritz, you know, if he'd give us that fruit, see?
Yeah.
But,
what was a sand pear?
A sand pear is a cannon pear.
Oh, I see.
See? Uh-huh. And a pear, an eating pear, is one that you know, it's softer fruit, you know, it's not as firm as a cannon pear.
Gotcha.
And, consequently, like I said, people had both kinds, you know, because sand pears, if you eat them too green, you know, they give you stomach aches. And,
make you.
Yeah, give you the runoff and such as that. And that's bad. And, of course.
Yeah. You ever eat a lot of maybe green apples and drink some more? That'll make you sick.
Oh, you eat a persimmon and when it's green, let it puck up your mouth. Boy, that's something else that'll make you sick. You know, it's got an acid taste, I guess you'd say. It kind of puckers your mouth up.